With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Minnesota, the man suspected of shooting two lawmakers, killing one of them, is now behind bars. Vance Bolter was arrested Sunday evening. Former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were shot and killed. Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were badly wounded. Governor Tim Walz.
To the law enforcement who stand here and the hundreds who were involved in this, the state of Minnesota owes you a deep debt of gratitude. Thank you. You ran towards the danger and you served the state of Minnesota.
And officials say over the course of the weekend, they received several thousand tips from the public concerning the case. President Trump halting immigration arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Admitting that his administration's immigration crackdown is hurting farmers and the hospitality business, the president directed immigration officers to stop arresting some undocumented residents.
We can't do that to our farmers and leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
He said many of those people are great workers, even though they're not citizens. It's a change of tone for the president, who has promised the largest deportation operation in American history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Leaders of the world's biggest economic powers arriving in Canada, no, actually in Alberta, for the G7 summit that's really being overshadowed by the escalating situation in Israel and Iran. Israeli strikes on Iran and then Tehran's retaliation appeared to catch some of the world leaders by surprise. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney deciding to abandon the annual practice of issuing a joint statement. This is SRN News. A new report is out on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Nations taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in the cases where the life of the mother is at risk. This is SRN News. Should really come as no surprise by now in this day and age, financial aid fraud is exploding thanks to the rise of artificial intelligence. John Scott has the latest on this story.
Crime rings are deploying ghost students, chatbots who enroll in online college classes and stay just long enough to collect a financial aid check. In some cases, professors have discovered almost no one enrolled in their class is real. To fight fraud, the U.S. Education Department has introduced a temporary rule requiring new financial aid applicants to show colleges a government-issued ID to prove their identity. John Scott reporting.
And victims of identity theft who discover loans fraudulently taken out in their names must go through months of calling colleges, Uncle Sam, and loan services. More details at srnnews.com.